What's going on, y'all? Cuddy from Cuddy TV. We are here live. It's Halloween. I wanted to make sure you guys had a podcast episode from me. It's 82 Seconds with Cuddy, episode 14. We are 2 months away from season 2, and this podcast is only going to get bigger and better. So if you tap in, whatever you're listening to this on, make sure you save, make sure you're ready for season 2, subscribe. However you're listening to this, just make sure that you can listen to the next one, because you're definitely going to want to stay tapped in. Happy Halloween from Cuddy TV. That's first off. I would be rude if I didn't say that to you guys, right? It's Halloween, so I gotta say happy Halloween. I have moves for y'all today. I got advice for y'all today, and then we're going to talk a little bit about the news. There's some changes going on with Netflix. If you didn't know about it, they're going to be adding some things, and they're going to be adding some things. We're going to talk later about that. And then moves with Cuddy. You guys get to hear about the Kushstock Festival, the first annual one that happened in Las Vegas. I was able to be there, so you guys are going to love that. And then advice with Cuddy. If you guys don't know, I joined IM Academy, and I know everybody's going to have some to say, so let me give you guys some advice on how I felt about it. So let's get started with episode 14, Halloween edition. Happy Halloween from Cuddy TV, man. Let's get started. Getting started with just the moves with Cuddy, man. I went to the first annual Kushstock Festival. Shout out to my guy Tattoos and Smoke. He was able to plug me in with the main connect for it. I was able to, which is Kushstock Las Vegas. I was able to contact in with them, and we were able to get a recap done on Cuddy TV, which you can go on YouTube right now and go watch. If you type in Cuddy TV, C-U-T-T-Y TV on YouTube, you can watch the official recap for the first annual Kushstock Festival. And then you can also go on the official Cuddy One Word on YouTube and watch my behind the scenes vlog of my time in there. You know what I'm saying? You get to see just live footage of what was going on inside of the party. And then you get to go on the Cuddy TV page and see every vendor that was inside of the party, the performances, everything. It was lit. So definitely make sure you go on YouTube to watch those two videos. They're officially out now. And I just want to give you guys my verbal audio description of the party. I guess, yeah, we could talk about it like that. With moves with Cuddy. It was amazing. There was a lot of things going on. I would say like 30 vendors in there that night. I swear it was so packed with vendors. There were so many small businesses in there that you could have supported. It was an event that you definitely did not want to miss. I was so blessed to be a part of the first one. They had vendors there. They had games there. They were giving out trophies. There was tournaments. Since it's the first annual Kushstock Festival, the trophies that they were made are one of ones. They said that if you go watch the Cuddy TV recap on YouTube, type in Cuddy TV. If you haven't, go do that right now. Go on YouTube, type in C-U-T-T-Y TV and press subscribe. And then click that little bell and go to press often. So they gave out one of one trophies, and it was just a dope experience, man. I was so happy to be a part of it. I was happy that we were able to do press behind it, Cuddy TV, just being involved inside of the Las Vegas community and tapping in with all of the vendors out here, just to see, you know, they had vendors from ages, you know, 21 all the way up to like 48, you know what I'm saying? Like, people were out there really hustling, pushing their products. You know, people make crazy products. Like, I've seen so many different products made with cannabis out here in Las Vegas. They got soaps, they got carts, they got edibles, you know, anything you could possibly think of, Las Vegas has it and has made it. And they have all of the exclusives, all of the new things. Kushstock, I seen the first cookies. They had the cookies individual package rolled, pre-rolls. And it was all cookies, and it was like cookies Keith, and it was cookies flour, and cookie wrap, and it was everything cookie. So if you go on YouTube, Cuddy TV, you can see all of that, man. It was an amazing time. If you aren't in Las Vegas and you want access to these events, man, you need to join my wealth team, man. I give the address out to these events that I be at, because it is a secret location. So if you don't know, you can't go. But if you do know, then you know somebody who's in there, then you're going to be able to get the address. So definitely, if you're in Las Vegas, man, join my wealth team. Or if you're anywhere inside of the world and you're listening to this, when you come to Las Vegas, I'm going to be able to give you a Las Vegas experience. So definitely join my wealth team to be able to get the addresses for these events, so you can pull up and you can enjoy them with me. Again, the Kushstock first annual festival was crazy. I'm going to just tell y'all to go watch it on YouTube, and y'all going to be able to experience what I experienced yesterday. It was an amazing time. The people were great. The vendors were great. And it was an amazing time, and I'm happy I spent my Halloween weekend like that. They got two more events going on, so I'm going to keep y'all updated. If you go on YouTube, The Official Cuddy, one word, you're going to be able to catch the whole weekend. I'm gonna be vlogging the whole weekend, so you're going to be able to catch it. So that was Moves with Cuddy. It was amazing. I had an amazing time. I'm happy you guys get to hear it, because I was happy to be there. I was like, all right, Kushtak Festival, we in here. So let's move on to advice with Cuddy. Again, you can go on YouTube and watch my vlogs and watch Cuddy TV to catch the visual part of the Kushtak Festival, first annual one in Las Vegas. Advice with Cuddy. I want to tell you guys, you got to not listen to people. That's not saying to not listen to people inside of your life. Let me word this right, so people who are listening fully understand what I'm trying to say. You have to listen to the people inside of your life, but take what's best for you from what they're telling you. I would say that. Like, don't stop chasing your own dreams. Again, I said earlier in the podcast episode, I joined I'm Academy. Now, I'm Academy, if you don't know, teaches Forex. So everybody in the world has their own opinion about it. Some people think it's great. Some people think it's a scam. Some people don't even know what Forex is, which Forex is nothing but trading currency, which I can, you know, verify on this podcast episode. Forex itself is not a scam. It is actually, it's kind of like the stock market, except you're dealing with currency. So it's definitely something that if you learn, you can create financial freedom, but it does take months and weeks at a time to learn how to do. So definitely, if you're going to do it on your own, prepare to take a lot of losses. But if you can do it with somebody else, I definitely suggest signing up with somebody who knows what they're doing. So again, going back to the advice, I just wanted to tap in about that Forex to give you guys that validation. You heard it directly from my mouth. So I signed up for IM Academy, and I already knew that there was going to be some backlash from it, from people that are just around me, that are inside of my network, that are inside of my circle. They're like, oh, you're going to join IM Academy. You know, they got their scammers. They got this going on. They do that. They do this. What I can say about the IM Academy is that the people that I know in it are getting money, and they're getting residential income every month. So it's like, if I've learned anything from my mentors, from my tutors, is that don't think that it's a secret. Just start following successful people. I guess I'm gonna put that in the most simplest way. Don't think that it's a secret. Just start following successful people. So my guy Vigilante, who is on Jersey Watch, if you go watch his interview, he had, you know, he was telling me about the IM Academy for a long time, and it was just like, I just wasn't pulling in with it. I just wasn't for it. But then he showed me that he recently bought a 2024 Mustang, and then he showed me the checks that he got from him, and then he showed me like creative ways on how I can get in and make money from it and start profiting it. And it's like, you just gotta follow the people that are successful. So he's very successful inside of it, so I'm taking a chance. Yeah, I got 30 days at least, right? So I'm going to give y'all this 30 days, and I'm going to tell y'all my experience. So I at least wanted my own feedback. That's basically what I also want to give out when I'm talking about this advice section right now, is that you got to get your own experience. You know what I mean? Like, as long as it's going to benefit you, it's never a bad experience. So in these 30 days, I've already benefited from it. I went on a live call, and they were giving me advice about, you know, like a trading journal and making up a trading plan. I'm going to be putting that video on my OnlyFans. I'm going to be giving y'all all of the details that they told me inside of the live call, and I'm going to be putting it on my OnlyFans. So if you don't want to join my wealth team, then join my OnlyFans so you can at least get the information that they're telling me, because I'm going to be giving it to you. So whichever way you want to tap in, man, definitely tap in, but definitely don't fight financial freedom, because it's out here, and follow successful people. So that's just my advice with Cuddy for this episode, man, is not listening to the people that's around you and chasing your own dreams. You know what I mean? If you feel like it's going to work for you and it's beneficial for you, that's anything inside of your life, go after it and go do it. The worst that can happen is you're going to fail and you're going to have to start over. But at least that's the worst thing that can happen. The only thing that's worse than that is you not trying and you regretting it. So I live life with no regrets. So I'm an Academy baby. Come holler at me if you want to join my wealth team. We make residential income. I'm going to train you how to get that income, baby. And I'm going to use everything that they train me to train you to make you even better and sharper. You're going to be better than me. You know what I mean? You're going to be what they call them, snipers. You're going to be a sniper. So definitely just tap in, follow your dreams, and use 2020 as no excuses to go after what you want in life. Moving on to the news. This is one of the most favorite sections inside of 82 Seconds with Cuddy. This is why all of you guys listen. You want to know my opinion on what's going on, you know, current events, things that are going on in the world. And you just may not know things and I'm catching you on up. So here's a brief summary on what's going on moving forward on this episode with 82 Seconds with Cuddy. I'm sorry. So Netflix is bringing back some shows that we've been missing out on, shows that we've loved and shows that we've missed. One of these shows that are coming back is The Chappelle Show. That's right. I said it. You know, the one that was on Comedy Central, not the washed down watered one. We're talking about the X-rated 10 p.m. Comedy Central, turning on and your parents can't be inside of the room while you're watching it. Chappelle Show. That is coming on to Netflix. If you haven't noticed, Netflix has added a bunch of other shows on there that have been favorites, as in Girlfriends, One-on-One, Sister Sister, and just, you know, shows that you may have seen on MTV, VH1, Comedy Central, Nickelodeon even. They have the Fuller House on there, which is a sequel to the Full House. If they'll put the original Full House on there, that'd be great. But I do like the Fuller House. It's like the younger siblings are now all grown up and they take over the house. Yeah, if you watch Full House, you know. So basically, that's what I'm saying, is that Netflix is going to be adding a whole bunch of new shows. So if you have your Netflix subscription, make sure that it's paid, because the fall Netflix and chill is going to be real. But I do want to let you know that Netflix is also increasing what they're charging every month for the subscription. So make sure that you, before 2021, you make sure you know how much you're paying for your Netflix bill, because it's definitely about to go up. So just keep your eye on that. I wanted to give you the, you know, the A1 say when I told you first, you know what I mean, muso mato. So at least you know, because Cuddy told you so. So moving on to the next set of news, we are talking about the election. I don't know who you're voting for. I'm not going to tell you who I'm voting for. You don't have to tell me who you're voting for. I just want to, you know, use my platform as a voice to say, just go out and vote. Whether you feel like it counts, whether you feel like it matters, just at least take the time, if you have the ability to go do so, to go do so. You know, go voice your opinion. Whoever you feel like is right, go after it. Don't let nobody's opinion steer your vote. Make sure your vote is who you want inside of the office, because realistically, we're going to be stuck with them for the next 4 years. So you better make sure that they at least going to do something for you inside of your favor if you're going to be dealing with them for the next 4 years. We know how the past 4 years went, so we can plan for the next four. So just use your voice. Use whatever you can to make sure that you make your voice heard, because the election is pretty serious, and with everything that's going on in the world, we do want to make sure we got somebody in that seat that's going to be able to run it right. So whoever you feel like is going to be able to do that job, just make sure you go put your vote in, because it is very important, because we're citizens. So I just want to, you know, use my voice to tell you guys that if you have an opportunity to go out there and you already know who you want to pick, then go out there and go do it, so that, you know, you can help them win. And then you have an opinion when it comes to something that's going on in the world, because you can say that you voted. So I definitely wanted to talk about that on my podcast, because I would be wrong if I didn't. That's just how I feel. Let's talk about the BET Awards. So it ain't the Grammys. It's not the MTV Awards. It's not even the Source Awards. But the BET Awards do amount to something. And people do still feel some type of way when they don't get one. In this award show, it was the same thing. It was a couple of artists that feel like they got snubbed. We're going to go over some of my favorite categories. I'm not going over every single category. If you want to go over every single category, you can go to BET.com yourself and go look it up for yourself. But I'm going to give you everything that you need to know for all of the hot categories, okay? Let's get started. So, let's start with Album of the Year. Album of the Year went to Roddy Ricch. Please excuse me for being antisocial. Do I feel like it should have won? I mean, with everything that Roddy Ricch has done this year, and, you know, politics is politics, I do think that he's not deserving of it. I definitely think he deserves to be in the runnings. He deserves to be in the conversation. And I can't really think of another album this year besides 21 Savage, Savage Mode 2. That's really better. And since we canceled Tory Lanez, we can't put him up there. And he probably had the second best, if you ask me. So Roddy Ricch, he won Album of the Year. No matter how you feel about it, you gotta accept it, because this year he took that thing on home. Let me know who you think should have won Album of the Year. Maybe we missed the album that we didn't hear. Maybe it's an album that just wasn't considered that you feel like should have got some considered. So just comment it however you're listening to this, or you can DM me on Instagram at The Official Cuddy, and you can tell me yourself, like, you know what, I was listening to your podcast and I think this person should have won rap, this person should have won new artist, and this, and we can have the conversation and we can keep this conversation going. And again, you can follow me on all social media platforms. If you need to find me, you can go to theofficialcuddy.com. I have my own website where you can find all of my social medias. You can subscribe to my OnlyFans, and you can find every episode of 82 Seconds with Cuddy the podcast. If this is your first one tapping in with me, if this is, welcome. I hope that you're enjoying the ride. But the ride got a little bit worse if you listened from episode one to where we're at now. So you came at the good part. It's kind of like a little used car, you know what I'm saying? I bought this joint like a year ago, and you came when I done got new rims on it, fresh brakes. You know, the oil change just changed, and everything looking nice. So you hit the good point. So make sure you stay, because season two, we buying a new car, baby. We gonna be in an AMG Mercedes. You know what I mean? So make sure you stay around. But going back to the BET Awards, best new artist, who won that? Again, Roddy Ricch. Politics wise, I could see why Roddy Ricch could win that. He did have the song on TikTok that did have TikTok going crazy for a very long time. I can't put my finger on the name of the song right now, but y'all know it's that song. That song did go crazy on TikTok, so I mean, can you really be mad at anybody for giving them best new artist? I feel like if it ain't him or Polo G, I can't really think of anybody who's came in the game recently who's really made a stomp for themselves. So him, Polo G, and I feel like Lil Baby's a little bit above the BET Awards, so he's not really worried about being considered because he's a bigger artist, you know what I mean? So definitely, and then I guess you could throw the Baby in there, but I feel like he's not really new. So moving on to the next category, best female hip-hop artist. I'm going to give you guys 5 seconds to yell at the answer on who you think won. Go ahead, go. And the winner is Megan Thee Stallion, again, with politics, everything going on. She got the controversy going on with Tory Lanez. She just dropped the album, and every young girl in the world is feeling her music right now. And she did a song with Cardi B. So, again, I think moves-wise, she made the best moves that put her in the best decision. She made the best moves to be considered for that award. You know what I'm saying? Like, nobody really beat her awards or her moves that she did this year. So, I mean, can you really be mad that she won Best New Hip-Hop Female Artist? Give or take, depending on who you're talking to, you could have threw a couple other people in there, you know what I'm saying? You could have threw Summer Walker in there or somebody else. But Meg Thee Stallion is, of course, going to be the one to run away with it because she did a song with Cardi B. So the hype behind her is very real right now. Definitely. Okay, so now moving on to the next category. We only got like a couple more to go. I'm not going to keep dragging this on for y'all. Best male hip-hop artist went to. I'm going to give you 5 seconds to choose. Go ahead right now and go. Best new hip-hop artist went to DaBaby, which again, politics-wise, he did make some of the best moves. He's been making some of the best music. He's been very consistent. His videos are very creative. I can't really fight this one. I feel like he did rightfully deserve this. The only one I would put inside of his position is Polo G. But besides that, I can't really think you can argue with DaBaby winning best new hip-hop artist. The only other argument you could put in there is Lil Baby. But again, I feel like Lil Baby should be more worried about Grammys and stuff like that than the BET Awards. I feel like he's just a little bit bigger than that. He's not really thinking about the BET Awards. He's thinking, I'm trying to get a Grammy. So definitely happy for the baby with that. I've definitely, just from when he came in, he definitely came in. Like, he's the true artist of coming in. He's the true example of coming in and putting the foot on and putting the pressure on. Like, it's just, he just went crazy. As soon as he got in the game, he didn't stop. He kept working with people. He made creative music videos, and he just kept getting better and better and better and better. And that's what you want to do. So shout out to the baby. I'm happy that you won that. Moving on to the next category, video of the year. Y'all could probably guess this one if you you didn't see it, I need you to go on YouTube right now and type it in. DJ Khaled, John Legend, Nipsey Hussle, Higher has won Video of the Year. This video came out right after Nipsey Hussle passed away. It's an amazing song. It's an amazing video. It has an amazing purpose. I'm so happy that Nipsey Hussle got this award. If you ask me, the marathon continues, baby. Don't ask me anything else. Moving on to the next category. Best movie. There hasn't been a lot of urban movies that came out that did a lot of good numbers. So I can rightfully say we didn't really have a lot of options. So for this one, who took it home, I guess we can all kind of just say, well, I could see that. All right, whatever. Queen and Slim. That's been, you know, one of the highly most anticipated urban movies that's come out in the past couple of years. It did do a good numbers. It did have a lot of talk behind it. Even though it did die off quick, obviously, it was good enough to get an award. So, and I watched the movie. I think it was kind of, I mean, it was like, it was our movie. So, like, whatever, right? You know what I mean? They'll take it. Whatever. I'll take it. It's kind of like one of those, like, whatever, I'll take it. But those are the best categories that I picked from the BET Awards. There are more categories. I want you to tell me which one is your favorite. You can, again, contact me on any social media platform that you use. I don't know if you use Facebook. I don't know if you use Twitter. I don't know if you use Instagram. I don't even know if you use Snapchat still. Is Snapchat still a thing? Are we still Snapchatting and chilling? I don't know. But you can contact me on any social media, and you can tell me your opinion on the BET Awards and how you feel about them and who got snubbed. That who should have won some. Again, I think you should use realistic situations before you send me a DM, because I'm going to be factual with you. The winners are the winners for certain reasons, and if you're going to send me another winner, they better have more accommodations than the winners who won. I'll say that. Season 2 is on the way. I told y'all that in the beginning of the podcast episode. We're going to be upgrading our audio. We're going to be adding on visuals, and we're going to be bringing on guests. So 82 Seconds with Cudi podcast season 2 is going to be ridiculous. The episodes are going to be longer. Everything's going to be upgraded, and everything's just going to sound better. I might even record an intro for y'all. Who knows? You know what I'm saying? Or I might get somebody to make a song for me to make it my intro. Who knows? Matter of fact, if you can make me a song, send it to me. Send it to my email, CuddyTVNJ@gmail.com. And if it's hot, I'll use it. There you go. You got 2 months until season 2 starts. So definitely make sure y'all look out for that. Subscribe to my OnlyFans, man. Look, if you don't want to join the IM Academy or my wealth team, then definitely make sure you take advantage of my free knowledge I'm going to be giving out on my OnlyFans page. Make sure you subscribe to my OnlyFans page so you can catch up on all of that. I definitely suggest everybody in the world to know about Forex. Whether you're doing it with a company or whether you're doing it on your own, it can give you financial freedom. So do not limit yourself. Do not fight yourself from being rich. And understand that if you're poor, it's only because of yourself, and you do have options out there to make you money. And then, of course, you know, subscribe to the vlogs on YouTube so you can stay updated with everything that's going to be happening. Halloween weekend, we're going to be vlogging. It's going to be parties. It's going to be a whole bunch of things for you to see. So you're not going to want to miss out on it. Make sure you subscribe to my YouTube. Whatever party I'm hitting today and whatever party I'm hitting tomorrow is definitely going to go up on the YouTube. And I have a party that I went to last night, which is the Kushstock Festival, which is on my YouTube right now. So if you want to go see the live behind the scenes, make sure you go on YouTube and you tap in and press subscribe and click that bell so you never miss a video. This is another fun-filled episode, man. I love y'all. I had an amazing time with y'all. I'm happy that you guys keep on listening. We're 14 episodes in. Season 2 is around the corner. And if you've been here since episode 1, I need you to show me some love or something. You know what I'm saying? Put this on your story. Share this to a friend. And tell somebody to tap in with 82 Seconds with Cudi. Because I'm trying to get to that number one top spot on the podcast. And it's going to take my listeners help. So make sure y'all get with me, man. 82 Seconds with Cobb. 82 Seconds with Cobb. Who is that? 82 Seconds with Cudi podcast episode 14, man. Happy Halloween. I love y'all. Let's get it.